BBC News, I'm John Shea. Hurricane Idalia has weakened into a tropical storm as it moves across the US state of Georgia after leaving a trail of destruction on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Residents are being warned that it remains a threat to life and property with powerful winds, torrential rain and a storm surge on the Atlantic coast. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, gave this update at a news conference.
We clearly have significant damage throughout the Big Bend region, but the response has been swift and people are getting help. The search and rescue operations have been ongoing from the moment that the storm passed in the hardest hit areas, and they've probably gone through about 70% of the areas that they need to be able to check for people that are in distress. And, you know, so far all signs have been positive.
The army officers who've seized power in Gabon have named General Brice Nguema as transitional leader. The announcement came hours after he was carried in triumph through the streets of Libreville by soldiers. The deposed president, Ali Bongo, is being held under house arrest. The military spokesperson, Colonel Ulrich Manfumbi Manfumbi, said that something resembling normal life would resume on Thursday.
Le général Oligui Nguema.
General Oligui Nguema has ordered the reconnection of the fiber optic cable and the restoration of international radio and TV signals on the various broadcasting packages available in Gabon. From tomorrow, August 31st, 2023, the people of Gabon will once again be free to go about their business between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Chile's left-wing government has launched a program to determine the fate of more than 1,000 people who disappeared during military rule between 1973 and 1990. They're presumed to have been murdered by the state. President Gabriel Boric said justice had taken too long and the people of Chile had the right to know the truth. Switzerland has outlined a series of measures which it says will combat money laundering and increase transparency in its huge financial sector. Critics say inadequate policing has allowed the country to become a haven for Russian money. James Wickham reports.
The proposals would see legal loopholes closed, such as a register to require the ultimate beneficial owners of trusts and companies to be declared. Switzerland is the only European country that doesn't have one, but it is the world's number one centre for offshore wealth, with an estimated $2.4 trillion US dollars of foreign assets held by its banks. The government also wants to make it easier to monitor how lawyers for rich clients operate, with the finance minister saying the country has a good reputation internationally for upholding financial standards, but acknowledging there are gaps.
World News from the BBC. North Korea says it's fired two short-range tactical ballistic missiles to simulate nuclear strikes on South Korea's command posts and airfields. State media said the tests were conducted as a warning against the US deployment of strategic bombers to the region. South Korea said two missiles landed in the sea. The launches coincided with annual military drills by South Korea and the United States, which always infuriate Pyongyang. The White House has said Russia is continuing secret negotiations with North Korea to acquire munitions and supplies for its war against Ukraine. The National Security spokesman, John Kirby, said the talks appear to be at an advanced stage. He said in addition to military supplies, Moscow could also reach deals for raw materials for its defence industry. Russia has vetoed a United Nations proposal to extend targeted sanctions on Mali. The Russian envoy accused the UN of failing to appreciate the concerns of the military government in Mali or those of Russia. The sanctions banned travel and froze the assets of anyone seen to threaten peace in Mali. The junta, which took power through a military coup and now has a close alliance with Russia's Wagner mercenaries, had urged that sanctions be ended. A new scientific study has determined why wild pigs in southern Germany, contaminated by the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear accident, remain highly radioactive when other animals are not. Here's Charles Haviland.
Testing meat from 48 boars, these scientists found that their radioactivity is abundantly caused by older Cold War nuclear bomb blasts, up to 99% in some samples. As the boars dig for truffle mushrooms, their favoured food, the problem is worsened as radioactive cesium steadily seeps down through the soil. The poisoning of the boars threatens the Bavarian forests themselves. As they're not shot for their meat, their populations are growing unsustainably.
BBC News.